There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
How many people feel that they're their own worst enemy?
Sometimes, Dougie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, that happens. Yep. I'm going to fix all of that today, though, on the Good Day program, where I'm surrounded by brilliance. I'm Doug Steffen. Surrounded, I'm telling you, surrounded by genius. There's nothing better than why I just went outside for a minute with Charlotte and walked the dog across the street so she could have a little time, you know, private time. And it was so cool to hear the ocean slapping up against the beach. There's something about that that is just it just feels so good, doesn't it, to be able to do that? Those of you who are close to the beach on whichever coach, right? Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Especially at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, when it's quiet, so you can actually
nobody around. Right, exactly. Okay, so the New York blow up, not a big deal. Let's see here. The NCAA athletes all excited about tonight. Wait a minute. Stop the presses. Hold the phone. The latest from the Secret Service today. Ladies and gentlemen, new documents obtained reveal conflicting accounts by top Secret Service officials about whether two senior agents were drunk when they drove into the White House complex.
I don't even have to read it. I'm guessing they were.
Really?
Right?
Well, let's see here. There was, according to the Secret Service, an anonymous email. You know, one of those things.
At Hotmail or at a .gov?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of sorry.
.Hillary.
Hillary at Hotmail.com. All right, so the allegation that Secret Service agents were extremely intoxicated as they drove through an active crime scene just outside the White House complex on the evening of March 4th. But documents that have been reviewed since then show the two senior Secret Service officials who believe the two agents involved in the infamous incident were not intoxicated based on their interactions with the agents that evening. The agents have been accused of driving through the crime scene near a White House gate while possibly under the influence of alcohol after attending a retirement party for a colleague. The accusation of drunkenness was slow to move up the chain of command, and word of the anonymous email only reached Secret Service Director Clancy 5 days later. Secret Service officials gathered information on the allegations of agent misconduct, which had to be passed on to the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General involved. In accordance with the agency policy, the information was based on recollections of some of the supervisors involved in the incident 5 days earlier, and they couldn't remember because they'd been at the party, too. Documents part of the material presented to the Inspector General. One of the documents details some of the recollections of Deputy Chief Alfonso Dyson and Captain Michael Braun, both of the Uniformed Division of the Secret Service. Deputy Chief Dyson advised that based on his conversation with Deputy Chief Conley, it did not appear as though Deputy Chief Conley was impaired, according to Deputy Chief Dyson. You following this so far? Got the Deputy Chief straightened out?
Kind of.
Document goes on to say Captain Braun advised that the driver of the government vehicle did not appear to be intoxicated. So I guess I want to know, after all of that hoopla, why'd they run into the why did they do damage to the car and run into the barricade?
Well, I still think that they were partying it up, but
nah.
The barricades were up because they were investigating a suspicious package at the time. So one could say that they just weren't used to those barricades being there, which is what caused them to hit the things in the first place.
Really? Okay, here's one of those internet rumors. Vladimir Putin is dead.
What?
Oh, you didn't see this?
Well, he's just trendy. On one of those hunting missions where he rides around on his horse naked.
Oh. Does he do it naked?
Well, with no shirt on.
Hmm. President Bad Vlad canceled two important meetings this week, sparking rumors on social media that he was dead. Didn't that happen last week, too? Week before?
Because he's been disappearing, and he's... Yeah, he likes to be in front of the camera, so people say because he's disappearing, something has to be wrong with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is something wrong with him. But
well, yeah. But beyond
imagine,
the normal,
I'm
everyday
trying to put myself
stuff.
In the... I don't know if we could ever do this. Last night I was on the plane flying back from Salt Lake City. We took off from the Salt Lake Airport, and it's surrounded by mountains. So, of course, my mind, and I'm betting pretty much everybody else on the plane, is thinking the same thing. How close will we come to those mountains?
Hope that pilot took his Lexapro today.
Yeah. But honestly,
is that
don't
what you were
think,
thinking?
Don't you think that that... is something that
I think
would
about
be
that every time I step into a plane now. And, you know, I know people say driving is more dangerous, and that's true. But when you drive, you have more control over the vehicle. When you get on a plane, you're leaving it up to whoever's holding that, I'd call it the
I'm
Cheerio,
leaving
it
up
whatever
to you,
call it.
You, the 28-year-old
you know, I mean,
guy
you really
who's only
do.
Got 600
you,
hours. Bad judgment on the Lufthansa's part. Bad judgment.
You walk in, and you give up control, and that's the thing where you
what, your life is in their hands? Literally.
Yes.
Right?
At least when you're driving your car, if you do something stupid, it's because you did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, not for long, though. Pretty soon there will be automatic...
the self-driving cars. And
right. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. A Nebraska state senator compared American police to Islamic terrorists.
This
suggested he'd shoot a cop if only he had a weapon. That's to go a long way in his career.
Isn't that nice?
State Senator Ernie Chambers said during a legislative hearing... that you don't have to go halfway around the world to find the ISIS mentality. It can be found in America because police terrorize blacks every day. I'm guessing Ernie Chambers is black.
Yes,
I didn't see
is.
A picture, but no, yes, I'm going out on a limb here.
Good boy, Dougie.
He was referring to ISIS, beheaded journalists, you know, all the stuff that they've done. My ISIS is the police. Chambers, who was an independent, said adding police... can get away with it. He added this to. He was off on a tirade, obviously. Police can get away with shooting people if they think they're going to do something, like pull a weapon. Police are licensed to kill us. Adults, children, old people, whoever. State Senator Ernie Chambers of Nebraska said that. Anybody in Nebraska want to. You think that's irresponsible?
To say those things? Absolutely,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just listen,
because
I'm here to
report. Because you do nothing but fuel people. Somebody who just hears a little bit of that comment is then fueled to continue this war between them and us, the police against the citizen. I mean, it just it does nothing good. It doesn't do anything to unite anybody. And, you know, when I elect someone to represent me, I want them to be a uniter more than anything else. And that's what's so disheartening about what's going on in Washington now on both sides, on the Democratic side, on the Republican side. I want someone to get in there and say, how can we all work together? How can we get some peace? And instead, everybody's worried about separating us. It's really, that's dangerous to me because the more we're separated, I mean, the country goes down the tubes when that happens.
That's the expression about you destroy yourself from within. I'm not even paraphrasing.
And that's
well,
what's happening. That's what's so scary.
Of course. Nobody has to come in and chop us up. We'll do it ourselves.
Nope.
Thanks.
We'll do it fine on our own.
All right. Let's do a final 2020 news quiz question for this week. And the last qualifier for the drawing, which will be later in this hour, for the trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, we'll give you one more shot at qualifying. So I think we get up to about 100 qualifiers. And we're going to take care of with a a random selection from one of our callers who's going to call and pick a number from 1 to 100, and that's the person who's going to win. We have a technologically advanced Excel spreadsheet with all of the names of all of the qualifiers from the last month or so for our drawing today for the trip to the Broadmoor. So if you're in on that, you'll be excited to know we're going to get to it in this hour. Right now, though, the 2020 News Quiz question asks you to identify the astronaut who is set to make history for a year-long, a long stay in space. What's his name? 888-302-3684. The name of the astronaut leaving for a year in space today. He's going to tough it out for a year, hopefully, anyway. And so what's that? He's a guinea pig. Nobody's been up there that long. So let's see what happens. What's his name? 888-302-3684 to qualify for the drawing that will take place later in this hour. You could go to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Stand by for that. 17 after on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Haven't filed your taxes yet? Remember that some of the things that you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. For example, travel to help your favorite charitable organization may be tax deductible. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget about them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatball.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
All right, what happens with the 2020 News Quiz question is often I ask it about 20 after the hour, and you got until 20 before the hour to answer it, looking for the name of the astronaut who is leaving today for a year in space. NASA sets its sights on Mars, which would be a one-year mission, supposedly. This test is going to be for this fellow and for all of us, a data bank on how humans react to long periods in space, right? So it's not a movie. It's cool. This guy's related to another, matter of fact, twin brother of another astronaut. So you may have heard that story. It's a good, it's a nice human relations story. Anyway, 888-302-3684 for you to identify the name of the astronaut going up today to stay in space for a year. We've talked earlier in the week about the Silicon Valley sex discrimination lawsuit. Could result in payments of $160 million. Continuing deliberations, the jury is today. The Ellen Powell gender bias and retaliation suit against the firm of Kleiner, Perkins, Caulfield, and Byers, retired to a secure room to discuss the complex case. Lady contends that she worked at a boys' club where women were ignored, suing the employer for $16 million in lost wages and $144 million in damages. The odds are she's going to get something out of that anyway, one way or the other. But as I've said, there's too much of this stuff going on, way too much of this stuff going on in our country now. 21 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is here, and Kenny is here. Richie's around.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This, my heavenly friends, is not a good pop song. This is a great pop song. You got to tell us who it is performing a song that was number one during this week in 1977 called Smoke from a Distant Fire.
You left me here on your way to paradise. You pulled the rug right out from under my life. I know where you go to. I knew when you came home last night.
Nothing but good. Crank this up, Carol, will you? I think I wish he wasn't here today. I don't know why I forgot.
Lord, I was stoned. Should have seen it come a long time ago. When I realized the reality gave me a role. If things are the same, then explain why your kiss is so cold. And then mist in your eyes feels like rain on the vine.
From a Distant Fire, L.A.-based duo, made it to the top of the pop singles charts during this week in 1977. You know what it is, 888-302-3684. Between you, who wins our the One Hit Wonder contest today, and then the thing that's cooking on the edge is our question for the 2020 news quiz. Last two qualifiers for our drawing, giveaway of the weekend at Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs. It's a very cool prize. We'll have that for you in about a half hour here on Good Day as well. Meanwhile, this kind of music always just makes me feel like a better person. I don't know why it is.
Aww.
Just listening to the beat.
Happy, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's not a great story. You listen to the lyric line. It's about a cheat, in essence.
But it's a, right?
Yeah, it's
so happy.
Yeah, it's a happy cheat. two principal members born in Alabama. They had worked on other bands but became writing partners when they met in L.A. They wrote many songs for Loggins and Messina, for example. 1976, they decided to try their hand at recording as a duo. Book studio time at Muscle Shoals, and this song emerged from those sessions. Number one on the top pop singles list. It was this... All right, how do I describe this? These two guys singing together. To promote the album, they toured with Fleetwood Mac, Charlie Daniels, Jimmy Buffett, Foreigner. Their two follow-up albums went nowhere. From that point on, they returned to being session musicians and songwriters. I think they were part of the more recent Wrecking Crew, in fact. All right, who is this? Crank it up!
Wow. I mean, you add that extra little bit on.
Until I've had 3 hours of sleep. All right. Let's see, Kara, who are we working with here on this? Drew. All right, let's start with Drew. Hi, Drew. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Oh, how are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking. So, who is this? What's the duo called?
The Sanford Townsend Band.
Yes. Now, did this song affect you as much as it affected me? Did you get my enthusiasm? Were you enthused, or you just knew this and it was an A-OK pop song? What do you think about this tune?
Well, it woke me up out of a dead sleep, and I love this song. I always have.
Yeah. I woke up out of a dead sleep. How can you? How dare you listen to this program in a dead sleep? What's that all about?
I get chill, so.
Really, I saw you were.
Tones of
but you did have the radio on, and so when this came on, it did its job.
Yeah.
And so
I always have your show on, Doug. It's
great.
I love your show.
Thank you. You're a good man. Hold on a second. You qualified for the drawing later on this hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is dreaming common in dogs? You know, just like people, dogs do dream. Dogs, however, tend to dream with more action and for shorter times than most people. Many dogs will move their whiskers and their lips and make licking and chewing motions as they are actually dreaming. They may paddle their feet almost like they're running. Their eyelids may also twitch, and you may see their eyes moving back and forth rapidly under their eyelids. Some dogs will actually vocalize, making little yips or howls. Some people have seen these behaviors when the dog was dreaming and thought that it was a form of a seizure. If a dog is dreaming, he can be easily awakened by calling his name or patting him on the shoulder. I often wonder what they're dreaming about. Sometimes I see smiles on their faces and their feet are going and their eyes are moving. It's kind of like they're chasing that rabbit or rolling around in their own field of dreams. Dogs do dream, and if they've had positive experiences, I have to assume they have positive dreams, but sometimes dogs will have nightmares. Then it's up to the guardian to be really, really gentle. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morning.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Let's see if we can help you make this good day a good day. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. I have a philosophy that I would like to share with you before we get to Paul to answer our 2020 News Quiz question. And it has to do with what happened yesterday. I'm done with yesterday, and I hope you are as well. Be done with yesterday. You have done what you could to make it a good day. Maybe you blundered. Maybe you were, you just had a problem. You must forget about your yesterday so that you can enjoy and work on today. Because today is a new opportunity to have a good day. Begin it well. With high spirits, like listening to that song we just played in the 2020 in the One Hit Wonder Contest, Smoke from a Different Fire. If you can start your day with a tune like that, and then think about all you have to be thankful for. What are your hopes? What are your inspirational points? What are you looking at or for today? Don't waste a moment thinking about yesterday. You've got 24 golden hours in front of you. And under the circumstances, if you really think it through, one of the few things in the world that you get free. Doesn't cost anything. Another day to have another good day. If you had all the money in the world, you wouldn't be able to buy any more time than what you've got. Think about it that way. This is a priceless opportunity, a priceless treasure to have a good day. So keep yourself young and vibrant. Imagine what you can do with the next 24 hours and put it to good use. Will you please do that? Just think about what you have going for you in the next 24 hours, what opportunities you have. Here's an opportunity for Paul to be a star and a hero and a winner. Paul, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking. So our question has to do with the astronaut who's going up. I don't know exactly what the timing is on this, Kenny. Do you know what time this the Russians are the ones that are sending? We don't keep as close a tab on it because the Russians are the ones that bring these fellows up to the space station. But I think it was imminent.
Sometime this afternoon.
It was this afternoon. Okay. All right. So who is the astronaut America is sending up there to spend a year, Paul?
Scott Kelly.
Scott Kelly. What can you tell us about him and or his identical twin, Mark?
His brother is the husband to Congresswoman Gifford that got shot.
Right.
That's
yep.
Right.
And he also is a retired astronaut. I think he's been up three or four times, as a matter of fact. And so he made a name for himself. Now his twin brother, Scott, makes a name for himself. And you've made a name for yourself because you've qualified for our drawing, which we'll have later on in this hour, for that trip for two to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. So congratulations on that. I hope you can use it. I hope you win. Hope you have good luck. I hope you start today, as I suggested a few minutes ago, fresh and new, with sort of open eyes and open arms. Just have a great day and make it a great day. Stay tuned. All right, Carrie, you're going to take care of him, right? And now...
Do you know what is cool about the Kelly brothers?
What is cool about
this particular project? So part of why the brother is going to say he's going to be up there for a year,
yep.
And they're testing, that's going to be the longest that a human has been up in space. They're testing the longevity of how we react, how our bodies
right.
react up in space.
Yep. Yep.
And so they're, because these guys are twins, they're going to take Mark Kelly down here on Earth and run health diagnostics on him because they're so closely related biologically. They'll run tests on him down here, and then they'll run on Scott Kelly up in space. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is very cool. The whole thing is great.
That's fun.
Matter of fact, how many people are paying attention to what the president said yesterday? Embracing new rules aimed at payday lenders, the president said working families need protections from heavy debt burdens and warned the Republicans that he would veto attempts to unravel regulations that govern the financial industry. I don't know what the proposals have been. There probably are some things in there that are protected that ought not to be unraveled. President praising the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau for its setting standards on a big industry that has been regulated at the state level. So, here's the rub on this. I'm a home rule kind of guy. I think the states ought to have more control than they do. The federal government is involved too much in our lives from day to day, no matter what the level. There's just too much damn government. But in this circumstance, there are, I think, good reasons to at least try to protect the people. And I don't know. I mean, we get ourselves into this. We are all responsible for whatever goes on in our lives. We all agree with that, right?
Yeah.
I didn't make you do what you're doing, Jennifer. You didn't make me do what I'm doing. Kenny didn't make any. We do what we do. And you can't blame other people. Got to take responsibility. That's the bottom line. So, if you go to one of these payday loan places, cash your check or borrow, more importantly, borrow the money. It's not just the payday loan places. It's these places that are now loaning you money on your IRS returns that, you know, the interest rate can be 12%, 18%, 24%. And whether you like it or not, see, the problem here is that a lot of the people that do this are just not that smart. Or they're desperate, and they're desperate for whatever the reason that they don't look at the fine print. That's really your responsibility to do it. Easy to say. So we have the nanny state that wants to protect everybody from the perils of these guys who would provide you with cash and an outrageous amount of money. It's the same people that will take the title of your car and loan you money on that and charge you the same kind of interest. You don't have to go get the money. Nobody's holding a gun to your head unless it's Vito who wants you to pay back the loan for the, you know, for the...
And he'll
the,
take his payback in your kneecaps if you're not careful.
Right. But you know what I'm saying here. Am I right or not? This is just...
Yeah, no, you're right.
Well, one of the things that they're trying to crack down with some of these payday loan businesses is that they don't spell out in the paperwork that you sign that they will take the money right out of your account if you're late.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're late on a payment, they they don't even ask. They just go and suck the money right out of your bank account.
Right. I have a loan with my bank, and they do the same thing with me. I'm not my friendly little Framingham bank isn't exactly Loan Shark City, but that's a deal that I made with them because it makes it easier for us to keep the records and to make sure everything is done on time. I have a problem with that. What you're saying, though, is that some people say they're not aware that that's what's being done.
Right, but that doesn't get spelled out. They and they don't just take the payment; they take the complete amount that you borrowed.
Yeah. So that, well, as long as it's in there, I suppose. But then, what do you do? The reason you borrowed the money in the first place was to get yourself out of a jam. You're just getting yourself into another jam by right. doing this. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Food for thought. Speaking of being in a jam, Donald Sterling.
Remember him? Man, I haven't heard about him in a while. What did he do?
Ah, this is terrific. I love this.
I thought he had gone away.
Well, we first started hearing about him back in 2011. Has it been that really?
No, seriously?
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
That was when he first was seen with V. Stiviano.
Stiviano, remember in her welder's mask walking around L.A.?
Right.
Yeah. A bunch of nuts.
At the Clippers games. Okay, so there's a recording. It was played yesterday in L.A. Superior Court. Oh, these great things only happen in L.A. You can't get this stuff anywhere else. It's here.
Can't make it up.
So when you listen to the tape, you can hear Sterling telling Ms. Stiviano that he wants to give up the house he bought her, wants her to give up the house, and that his wife was seeking a community property settlement. You know, remember when she first, the wife got started, she says, I want half of that house that he bought for her.
That's right.
Anyway.
She was mad.
She didn't want it. The tape suggests she did not want to give up anything. She wanted him to tell his wife to get.
I'm sorry.
She says on the tape, sweetie, she's going to hassle you all the time. There's nothing wrong with you saying to her, this is my confidant, my everything. I want to help her and her family. So you can't have... They had a $1.8 million duplex that they were sharing together. He'd given her millions of dollars in cars, jewelry, and other gifts. And Shelley, the wife, says...
Okay.
What?
I was just clarifying. This is V that we're talking about.
Right, V. And the wife says, hey, we're getting a divorce. I want half of whatever the value of all this stuff is in the rest of our $500 million divorce settlement. Anyway, this 32-year-old woman, V. Stiviano, in court yesterday said she loved Donald Sterling.
Yeah, that's why she recorded him and made him look like a jerk.
Right. Yes, Jennifer.
That's what you do to people you love. You make them look terrible.
He's so romantic. He took me on trips to Dubai. And Paris. And Las Vegas. Yes. And if you look at how well we get along together, I'm 32 and he's 80. We just look...
They have lots in common. They both need diapers.
And she said, your wife is a bully.
Yeah, no kidding, because it's my wife and you're my girlfriend. I'm sorry. Your wife should be a bully. You're a... Cheating,
Your wife is an evil witch.
Okay, stop. You're creeping me out with that voice.
Really?
A little.
It was kind of a creepy voice.
It's total creeper voice.
I think the whole thing is creepy. She's a creep. Look at her. And the old lady is, well, listen, okay, I get to the, excuse me, all right, I'll stop there. I think you got the gist of it. Anyway, trial to continue today in Los Angeles Superior Court. Go on. It must be some web... cam someplace that's live for this.
What gives women,
can't you imagine,
a bad name?
Gives who a bad name?
Women a bad name.
Well, yeah, it does give a, and I almost
the people
down
are gonna be like, look at all these women, they're crazy, they're crazy ladies, they're crazy. And you know what, no, you make us crazy because you're dumb.
You're talking about Ms. Stiviano, or are
I don't
you
know what
about?
I'm talking about. I just know I'm not crazy.
I love this, sweetie. She's going to be hassling you all the time.
Yes, because she's your wife.
Donald Sterling. Okay.
That's what wives do. It's part of
what,
the definition.
Hassle her husband?
Supposed to hassle you. Hello, V. Yes. Hello.
Okay. So here we are at the time of the hour. We have to break for a couple of important messages, and then Jennifer will have the all-important television report for us here on Good Day.
I think I'm going to have to settle
myself first. 15 before the hour.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
For the highest quality flooring at the best possible prices, it's a Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 10 million square feet of first quality flooring must be reduced. Get 80 styles of laminate, including looks for under a buck. 70 styles of bamboo, like Clit Strand Bamboo for $219. Styles of pre-finished hardwood, including 3/4-inch solid maple for $2.99, plus deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. For low end-of-quarter prices and the highest quality floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in earth-conscious beauty accessories. This spring is all about a beautiful, healthy-looking complexion with pops of color and classic hair with a twist. Using the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, blogger and EcoTools beauty team member Tenny Panosian creates a gorgeous, fresh-faced spring makeup look.
This collection helps your makeup work harder to combat fine lines, dark circles, and oily skin. It's perfect for creating a smooth base and flawless finish that'll look radiant in the spring sunshine.
Christine Simons, celebrity hairstylist and EcoTools beauty team member, has your go-to hairstyle ready with the EcoTools hairbrushes line.
Braids, a beauty routine staple, are getting a new twist, adding lots of texture. I've created a half-up, half-down style which perfectly complements your new spring makeup look and pulls hair away from the face.
For more looks from the Looks You Love series, visit EcoTools.com. That's EcoTools.com. I'm Sarah Bishop.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
I could say that again. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Now let's get under Jennifer's hood and find out what's going on in the world of television. The producers of Downton Abbey are saying this sixth season will be the last, and then there's a movie in the offing, right?
Yeah, sad news if you're a fan of Downton Abbey, and a lot of people are. The Grand Manor will close its doors to millions of weekly guests after Downton Abbey concludes next year. The sixth season will be the last, according to producers of the British drama. But the good news is that they are thinking about doing a feature film. They might do a movie about Downton Abbey. So that's cool. That's a great way to expand the franchise. It takes the pressure off of having to do it all the time, but makes it still special. So I like that idea. Now, speaking of special, we talked this week, Dougie, about the X-Files coming back to Fox. Last year, 24 went back to Fox. NBC now wants in on the action. They've handed out a 13-episode series order for Coach. Remember Coach with Craig T. Nelson?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's coming back. Good. Isn't that cool? Craig T. Nelson was on Parenthood on NBC, and he's coming back to the network as Coach Hayden Fox. He's reprising his role. Yep. Barry Kemp, who created the original series that ran on ABC for 9 seasons, will return to write for NBC and produce for Universal Television. So this is a really cool story. It's going to pick up 18 years after Coach went off the air in 1997, and the premiere date hasn't been set yet. No additional casting information has been revealed, but Jerry Van Dyke was in it, and Shelley Fabre, so it'll be cool if they can get those guys to come back.
All right, William Peterson, speaking of comebacks, the guy from CSI, looks like he's back in the saddle here, Jen.
Yeah, definitely back in the saddle again. For 9 seasons, William Peterson played Gil Grissom on CBS's CSI Crime Scene Investigation, a show when it was on, it was the biggest, flashiest productions on television. Well, since he left, he's kind of stayed out of acting. But today, news is breaking that he is taking his first big TV role since leaving CSI back in 2009. He's joining the cast of Manhattan on WGN America, and he'll be a season regular during season season 2. So that's good news if you're a fan of the old Gil Grissom character. NBC has set their summer premiere dates. Glee is over, but you can see Jane Lynch when she comes back to host Hollywood Game Night on NBC. That comes
back. I think that's a good show, by the way. I like that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch the interaction with the celebrities.
Yeah.
Also coming back to the network is Last Comic Standing, which premieres on July 22nd. Running Wild with Bear Grylls will launch on July 13th. And the competition series Food Fighters comes back July 2nd. For scripted programming, Welcome to Sweden comes back for summer programming on July 19th. The Office alum Craig Robinson
51.
Will premiere... Mr. Robinson. That's it. August 5th.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Good. Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A couple of things in this portion of the program, very important. We're going to pick a winner. We have 78 qualifiers for our drawing that will take place in the next few minutes for the weekend at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. We've been working on this for about a month,
so excited.
Having qualifiers who participate in various contests on the program. So here's what we're going to do. A very special acknowledgement or prize will go to the person who calls us right now at 888-302-3684 and picks a number from 1 to 78. So we'll leave it to the listeners. We have all of the people who've qualified on a list from 1 to 78. So your job will be to pick a number from 1 to 78. Nobody knows what number the various winners are on this list. It's all random. So what we want you to do, you can be the lucky person who helps us pick a winner. That's why we keep it. I like doing it this way. Then it's not internal, it's external. It's you.
Yeah, let someone else pick the prize.
One of your, well, it's you picking one of your colleagues, one of your cohorts, one of your equals. 888-302-3684. Call now, and we'll have you pick the number from 1 to 78. It'll be a privilege for you to do that, and a privilege for us to give away this trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. While that caller action is being taken care of by Kara at 888-302-DOUG, because this portion of the program usually focuses on travel, I wanted you to listen to Peter Greenberg, who's one of the country's foremost travel experts, talk about the crash, the Germanwings flight. He talks here to a radio host named John Williams about what this means to the travel industry.
Boy, this is a different take. I don't recall us talking about a crash like this before.
No, you know, yesterday I was on CBS talking about possible scenarios involving mechanical failure, rapid decompression, frozen sensors at 38,000 feet, and then overnight it radically and disturbingly changed.
I'm a little surprised that the French prosecutors are this quickly concluding they know what happened. I know the black box revealed the audio of what went on inside, but I still have a couple of unanswered questions myself.
Well, let me try to run something through by you that might help you out, because I understand. I was also shocked that they would jump to that conclusion so quickly, except for the following. The only way that a person can't get in that cockpit door is if the person in the cockpit manually takes that switch and moves it from unlocked to locked. It's sort of like shifting a stick shift drive into reverse. You have to kind of lift it up and move it over.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to consciously and intentionally do that. That's number one. Number two, you have a situation here where he waited until the captain went to the restroom when they had reached cruising altitude at 38,000 feet. That plane was only at 38,000 feet for about a minute before it began its descent. Now, what's troubling to a lot of people, and I'm going to suggest it probably is to you as well, that there were no radio communications for the next 8 minutes. That's a question that was asked yesterday. And in previous accidents, I can think of maybe only one other time when there was a radio distress call made because the pilots were too busy trying to control the plane. In this situation, it was a controlled descent, meaning it was totally under control. Now, what we don't know, and we have no way of knowing, was who was in control. Was it the plane flying itself on autopilot, or was the pilot flying it, or had the pilot instructed the autopilot to fly it in that direction? And because we don't have the information from the flight data recorder, because they haven't found it yet, I mean, they actually found the casing of it, but the memory card, sort of like an SD card, is missing because of the force of the impact, we may never know.
Police insist no crucial evidence was uncovered as they scoured this fellow's home. Andreas Lubitz is from a town near Frankfurt, had 630 hours of flight time since he graduated from the flight school, and that's pretty much it. He had a bout with depression, and so who knows what they're going to find out. Okay, that takes care of that. All right, Kara, who are we talking to who's going to pick the number from 1 to 78?
Betty.
Welcome to Good Day, Betty. Where are you?
Hi, Doug. I'm from Salisbury.
Nice to have you there. Yes, nice to have you there. We have a lot of listeners there. Nice to have you connect with us, and thank you for helping us. So, we want you to pick a number. Pick a number from 1 to 78 for us right now, if you will.
56.
All right, Jennifer.
Lucky 56. All right, are we ready? Do we want a drum roll? There we go. There's our high-class program. Yeah. James Gronroth from Kennewick, Washington is our winner. James Gronroth, G-R-O-N-R-O-S-S. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Kennewick, Washington. Congratulations, James.
All right. Now, thank you, Betty. We're going to give you a nice prize. Hold on just a second, and Kara will take care of you. And James, if you're listening, call us now at 888-302-3684. And we'll give you the particulars about your trip to the Broadmoor, all expenses paid, the trip, including a round trip from where you are there in Washington to Colorado. It'll be a nice time. I think you'll have a great time, actually, from what I've read about what this thing is, what they're providing with this particular prize. Very cool weekend. So James Gronroth, is that how you pronounce it, Jennifer?
That's what I think.
Gronroth in what town in Washington?
Kennewick.
Kennewick, Washington. You're the winner, James. Congratulations.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.